Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 3rd of June, 2013. I want to welcome everybody to the Q&A call, and we only have one question today, so let's get to that question. I am the unfaithful spouse. It's been 20 years since my affair, and we are on week 3 of the course. I have very bad communication skills, and I unintentionally hurt my husband often. Do you have steps, step-by-step examples for how to form my statements or some way to guide me when I try to communicate? I feel like I need to practice what I say with someone that can tell me what I sound like from the view of the betrayed. I really need help because it won't work if I sound like I'm minimizing or making excuses when I'm trying to be honest and accountable. Due to the length of time since my affair, I don't remember all the details and timeline. Because of that, the story I told on the phone was different than what I have said in the past. My husband sometimes tells me that I told him a specific detail, and occasionally it jogs my memory, and I know he's right, but at other times I can't remember the details at all. Do you have suggestions for how to handle lost memory of details from my story? When I'm answering questions, I listened to the first question answer on May 13th, but it didn't help. So one of the things I'd suggest on the memory thing, let's start there real quick. Really try to go back and pray about it, but just go try to write everything down in detail that you remember from the beginning, almost as a story. And I don't remember what the answer was on May 13th. I'm sorry, but hopefully that will help a little bit. Ask your husband to ask you a bunch of questions. Sometimes just having someone ask questions and trying to go through it again is helpful if it's something that's not too traumatic for him. Just have him tell you the story as he remembers it. Because with something that far in the past, the way our memories work, they're not exact. Probably you've tried to forget it. He would like to forget it. So it's even more difficult when that's going on and we have trouble kind of with recall in that sense. So it's really painful for you. It's painful for him. But since it probably didn't mean as much to you, I think, as it does to him, you're less likely to remember it. So having him tell the story from his perspective might be helpful in jogging your memory also. Now, on the first piece, if you end up taking the Hope for Healing course, there is a lot on that course on listening and how do you phrase things. Let's start at the end. One of the things I suggest that people, when they tell the story, really try to paint it as black as they can. I mean, it's far better to probably make it sound worse than it actually is, as much as that sounds. Maybe not even worse, but what's the worst way or the most, not hurtful, but I guess the most raw way you could say it? And instead of saying, we got together, being able to say, we got together for 4 hours at least each time, and, there was a lot of sexual acting out during that time period. We never would have intercourse, but, things would get going fairly quickly. So I would probably lean toward more detail rather than less, only not, again, the physical acts or comparison things, but at least if you just try to say it very concisely and quickly, they'll oftentimes see that as excuses. If someone asks why and you try to answer the why question, that really is confusing. And so that's when maybe just being able, and I think this may be what was said on the 13th, you want to be able to say, look, it was my mistake. But if you start blaming the marriage I mean, you can, again, a third of the marriage maybe, but mostly you can say, you know, I don't know, again, but I'm willing to try to explore why. I mean, maybe it's stuff from my childhood. And again, hope for healing is something that can be helpful with that. Finally, one other thing, on the communication, I would listen more than I would talk. Try to start all of your statements with I. When your mate is talking, and again, I mentioned Hope for Healing talks about this, but you want to really listen to emotions more than you want, and respond with emotions even more than just kind of detail in some ways. Reflecting what you think your mate is feeling, because when you can finally understand how they're feeling, at least you will have accomplished two-thirds of it, which is them feeling understood by you. And ultimately, you want them to be able to feel understood. So to me, again, just reflecting emotions is going to be a huge piece of all of this. And hopefully, you know, as you understand and he feels that you get it, in a sense, that it's going to be very helpful for him. I suspect things will get better after week four this next week. I think looking at the date you posted this, it'll probably actually, you've already done that. And I suspect that will have helped. I do hope things are better. Again, if this doesn't help, please post another question. And I appreciate all the work you guys are doing. I'm really proud of you for going through this after 20 years. It oftentimes for couples is going to be very helpful, so I'm glad you're there. That being said, that's the only question we have today. I want to encourage everybody, be sure to take advantage of this forum. I would love to be able to help if I can. So I hope everybody has a good week, and I look forward to hearing the questions for next week. To healing.